Time ago, many, 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 many years ago, in a land far, 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 far away, lived a very, 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 very old man with long, long gray whiskers.
Excuse me.
Yes, what is it? I'm just beginning this very, 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 so exciting story. It's all about people a long, 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 long time ago.
That's precisely my point.
What is it? What are you trying to do? Ruin my delivery?
Well, you take so long to say things. Why can't you just say what the story's about without the flowery bits? You're beginning to sound like a newsreader. We all know how much they go over the top.
Newsreader, eh? Too flowery, is it?
Yes.
And all of a sudden you know about newscasting.
Well, I've been in the game for quite a while, you know. I've conducted quite a few famous interviews. Would you like me to name one or two?
No, thank you. I don't think many of the audience can remember back that far. Vesta Tilly speaks very highly of you. Now then, let's check if he's listening.
Hello, this is the LBC audience here. I was wondering, young Bobulus, if you could name a few of these very, very famous people.
Oh, well, it's very nice to hear from you. Yes, there were Pat Boone. Oh, well, no, he didn't appear, did he? Well, there are hundreds of them, absolutely hundreds.
What about Frank Sinatra?
No, not him.
Tom Jones, he's really good, isn't he?
Yes, he is, but he was due to come along with the snow caused problems, you know.
What about Adam and the Ants, a real favourites of mine?
Oh, no, of course not. Adam and the Ants, we leave nature to London life.
Is that the standard of jokes set for the show, then?
Yes, I'm afraid so, yes.
Well, in that case, I have no apologies for the script. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. A long time ago, many, many, many years ago, in a far-off land, lived an old man with long, grey whiskers. Oh. It wasn't Dominic Allen. He had a very special job, so special that he had to train for many years before he was allowed to take over. In fact, the job had been in his family for years. Oh. His father had done the same job himself, and his father before him. And I'll bet you never guess who it was. Go on, have a guess.
I don't know.
Oh, go on, you've got to guess.
Give us a clue, go on, a little clue.
Well, a little clue. The Seven Dwarfs.
Well, that's not good.
What do you mean, the Seven Dwarfs? That's not a clue, is it?
Goose, no, what kind of clue's that?
There you are. Clue's not good enough.
Well, it was something to do with looking after people.
Ah, he was a social worker?
No.
A male nurse?
No, looking after very special people. People you and I only see very rarely.
Royalty! He used to look after royalty!
Well, yes, sort of, but sometimes you only see them in your sleep, when you're dreaming, or when you're having a nightmare.
I never see royalty in my sleep. I dream about friends. I don't know any royal people. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I do know somebody with royal connections. Yes,
one.
Dickie Arbiter, our royal court correspondent. Is that the nightmare bit you were talking about? He sends most people to bed with a headache. A lot of people say he should be crowned, or at least knitted.
Don't you mean knighted?
No, I know what I mean. Thank you very much.
Well, I suppose he could always get knotted.
Yes.
Now, where was I? Yes. Now, this chap's job was very special. He had to train for years. Mm-hmm. He was, in fact, the man who had to look after Pantoland from February to November. As you can understand, it's a very, very important job looking after some very special people. People like Snow White.
And the Seven Dwarfs.
Exactly. Yeah. And Robin Hood. Jack of Jack and the Beanstalk fame, Aladdin and his lamp, Cinderella and her ugly sisters, Little Red Riding Hood and that nasty wolf, Dick Whittington and his clever cat, and lots of other people who only come out at panto time.
What a difficult job. Much more difficult than being a journalist.
Oh, yes, but this chap's used to dealing with difficult customers. That's why the training takes so long. But one year, a long, 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 long time ago, when he was just a young panto land keeper, there was a terrible mix-up, or so it seemed. What normally happened, you see, was around every November, lots of important producers would visit from London and other big cities and hold a big conference at the Hilton Panto headquarters.
Very impressive. What would they talk about?
You know very little of panto tradition, don't you, Bobulus?
Well, aye, that is.
Yes, you see, they would have to meet once a year to decide which theatre would have which celebrities.
Oh.
It was a very calm affair, and the panto people always looked forward to it.
Order. All right, that's enough noise. Let's quieten it down a bit, then. Now then, what am I bid for? A lovely, fresh-looking Cinderella.
Are you going to throw in the ugly sisters?
Throw in the ugly sisters? I'll sling them from a great height, if the money's right.
Sorry, Brush.
You can't do that! We're worth just as much as Cinderella! We may not be as pretty, but we play important parts. Without us, she could go to the ball, and the prince would find her very easily.
You've got a good point there. I'm afraid the ugly sisters will cost extra. What am I bid for the ugly sisters?
Wait a minute. You have to sell Cinderella as a job lot. That means the mice, the prince, the ballroom, everything. I'm certainly not taking anything less.
Look, I've had a bad year looking after the prince. In fact, he ran off recently for 2 weeks with a toad. A bit of a character crisis, the Wizard of Oz called it. And the footmen refused to turn back into mice unless their working conditions are improved. Something about substandard cheddar. I tell you, the Cinderella set are a real nuisance. Couldn't I interest you in taking a mix? Maybe Cinderella without the ugly sisters.
Oh, now that sounds very interesting.
And that was the basic problem. The big city producers thought long and hard about the proposition, and it appealed. So much so that all the panto characters could have found themselves in new surroundings. And that was when the trouble began.
Trouble?
Oh, yes, trouble. And it needed sorting out. And this is basically the story of how one man saved Pantoland.
I must say, it all sounds a bit unreal to me.
Oh, it was, believe me. It could have ruined the future of the panto if it hadn't been for the prompt action of a young reporter who worked for the Panto Bugle.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of the Panto Bugle.
Oh, the Panto Bugle was the first paper to report the fact that the shoe managed to fit the princess to be Cinderella.
Oh.
Quite a scoop, that, you know.
Yeah.
And they were also the first to cover Jack's ascent of the beanstalk.
Cool.
They were also on hand to bring the wolf to justice when that nasty story broke about Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like a newspaper. And if they have lots of staff, they must also take a lot of advertising to pay the wage bill.
Oh, no, little Bobulus. They only had one little reporter. Someone who could get in and out of tight corners. Someone who could remain discreet at all times. They had probably the best reporter in the business. Not Paul Cabos, but Tom Thumb.
Oh.
He could slip into many pockets and make some startling discoveries. Quite a reporter and quite a paper, the Panto Bugle.
So, what did this Tom Thumb do that was so important?
Oh, he'd been keeping an eye on the panto keeper for some time. He suspected something was wrong when Robin Hood started showing an interest in Little Red Riding Hood, and nothing was said to Maid Marian. Normally, a quiet word in the right ear, and the problem is solved. But no, not this time. And Peter Pan was allowed to have a fly-by-night romance with Snow White. And as you can imagine, that caused a great deal of bother with the Seven Dwarfs. Not happy at all, they weren't.
you mean panto characters are allowed to fraternise with anyone they liked? They could have caused anarchy. I mean, think how awful it would be if Humpty Dumpty tried to run with Old Mother Goose.
From what I hear, he'd keep falling off. Thank you.
Yes. What about Robinson Crusoe and the Ugly Sisters? After all, he hasn't seen women for quite a while, has he?
It doesn't seem possible, does it? But things were happening, and little Tom was determined to get to the bottom of it. He'd noticed that the panto keeper, Brash Bryan, was looking far too happy. Normally, he would stomp around Pantoland, being rude to people. He even used to frighten the giant and the wicked queen. They were often together, causing bother. Mm. But when Brash Brian would walk by, they would hide. Well, the queen would hide in the giant's pocket, and the giant would pretend to be a tree, which pleased Puss in Boots and Spot the Dog.
Yes. So little Tom kept an eye on Brash Brian. Right. Now, what did he notice?
He caught him smiling on many occasions.
Oh.
And he noticed he had an unusual amount of money to spend on luxuries. Well, he bought a new sports car off Noddy, and then he booked a holiday through Robinson Crusoe.
What did he have in mind?
Well, here's the rub. He was cooking up a plot, and the only person who had the nerve and intelligence to stop him was our little hero, Tom Thumb, and we all know who he worked for, the Panto Bugle.
So, what you're saying is, we now have a hero and a villain, and it involves thousands of Panto characters.
Exactly. Ah. The story can now begin.
And it's not before time.
Tom, I don't know if you're aware of the fact, but there's been talk about Brash Brian. He's been looking far too jolly, and he even gave Jack a leg up onto the beanstalk the other day and offered to calm down his mother for him. She was up to her usual tricks, sending him to go get food and then complaining when she should really go herself.
Yes, I also noticed he's had his eyes on Cinderella. Not that I'm bothered at all about that. In fact, I couldn't really care less. I mean, Cinderella is a nice girl, but when you're a young, budding journalist, you don't have time for that sort of thing. I mean, I've got to get out there and get the story at all costs. The scoop that could mean moving into the big time. I mean, maybe an offer from the Panto Live Broadcasting Company. Now that's an outfit where news comes first. That's quite a catchy phrase, isn't it?
It'll never catch on.
No, I guess it would help if they'd invented the wireless. But I'm not sure which year this story is set in.
I'm not sure of a lot of things in this story, like who keeps blowing that blasted bugle. Every time you mention the paper's name. Every time you mention the paper's name. You see, nothing makes sense.
Life's like that on the Panto Bugle. Sir?
Get out there and find me the truth about Brash Brian.
The truth?
Yes, then bend it a little. This is the Panto Bugle. Not the Panto Express.
Right you are, sir. Here I go. I think the first person I should check with is that Cinderella girl. I mean, she's been in contact with Brash Brian rather a lot. Yes, she definitely needs checking. Not for myself, you understand. In fact, I find her quite repulsive.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, just a little, then.
More than a little.
No, just a little.
Quite a lot.
Well, a little more than a little, then.
A hell of a lot.
Well, a lot, yes.
You really like her, then?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
You can't win with you lot.
Oh, yes, you can.
I give up.
Oh, go on, Cinders, clear up that mess. We want this room clean and spotless. We want to be able to see our faces in it.
That seems a pretty stupid thing to do, considering how ugly you two bats are. I mean, I've seen some horrible messes in my life as a Panto lead, but you two take the cake. When was the last time you two had a date with a man, then, eh? When were you last taken out on the town? You two are so ugly, the town will probably shut up shop for the night. Clear up the mess yourselves. And what's more, I'm going out.
Oh, really? Who with? That lovely fairy prince?
Well, that's the biggest problem. Who wants to shack up with a fairy prince? All he ever does is ask me to try shoes on and chases me all over town. Every midnight, and what's even more annoying is he never finds me. And as for that fairy with a magic wand, well, she's never there when you want her. How am I supposed to get home on a pumpkin? Oh, no. If that's Prince Charming, tell him I'm out.
Oh, no. Let him in. We think he's marvellous. Absolutely gorgeous. Come in. Come in.
My name's Tom. Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb? What's with a Tom Tom?
Oh, no, just Tom. Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb? You just said that again.
What do you want anyway, squirt?
You're very different from how I imagined you.
And how was that?
Well, I thought you'd be gentle and kind and soft
and beautiful and nice.
Well, it just goes to show, doesn't it? Always wait for the real McCoy. What do you want anyway, Shorty?
You're not being very nice to me, are you? Have I said something to offend you?
No, not at all. I just can't stand little men. I feel really sorry for Snow White. Fancy having to spend the whole day surrounded by dwarfs. It'll drive me berserk.
They happen to be quite close friends of mine.
And no wonder. They're the only people who look up to you.
Oh, nice one, Cinders. What a merry little trip.
Look, I've come here today on an errand of mercy. I think, Cinderella, you're in grave danger. You could be the victim of a conspiracy. There are those near you who would use and abuse you, take you for a ride, take you to the cleaners.
This is all very confusing.
Look, Thumb, come to the point.
Well, I work for the Panto Bugle.
The Panto Bugle? And you want to do a cover story on me? Oh, yes, I can see it now. Cinders from rags to riches.
Well, I hate to disillusion you, but I haven't come to do a cover story.
Oh, you mean you want me for something else? Something that guarantees readers the cultural approach. You want to expose me on page 3, or are you the page 7 mob?
We normally stick to pin-ups of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Shame. This could have been my big chance to break into the big time. I could have ditched the good image forever. You can't possibly realise how long I've wanted to be evil, to be the Black Witch, the Nasty Queen. I'm sick of being nice. I'm sick of dancing at the same ball, washing the same floors. Show me the good life, Tom. Take me to where it all happens. You look like a man of the world. You look as if you knew a few little nooks and crannies where a girl could have a good time. What do you say, eh, Tom? Does it appeal? Want me to be your girl?
Are you always as forward as this?
Forward? You must be joking. She's mad crazy.
Not just any man, Tom. You really appeal to me. You've got style. I just love the way you hold your sherbet dab.
Yes, it is kind of cute, I suppose.
And I bet you really know how to handle your yo-yo.
Strange you should mention my yo-yo. I've had a lot of problems getting it to yo.
Oh, Tom, you need a girl like me. If only...
What do you mean, if only? Is something wrong?
Well, it's just that...
Yes, what is it? Tell me, please.
I can't. I cannot. I shouldn't. I shan't. I won't. It would hurt you.
Oh, Cinders, nothing you say would hurt me. I've loved you from the first minute I set eyes upon you. I think you're wonderful. I love you. Please tell me...
Oh, poor Tom. He's fallen for her trap.
Trap? What trap?
She does it with all the men.
Yes, that's right. Do you really think I could fancy a half pint? There's only one man for me, and he's going to be rich. Yes, he's going to get money and take me away from all this to the land of sun, sea and sand. Just off Bognor Regis. He's got taste.
And who, might I ask, is this man of taste?
It's Brash Brian!
Yes, that's right. It's Brash Brian. Only a little less of the brash bit. He's really quite nice.
So you led me on. You never liked me at all, did you?
No.
But you know I love you and I'm in danger. I'll be weak.
Yes.
But Brash Brown isn't right for you. He's not one of us.
Who cares as long as he's got money and power?
This doesn't sound right at all. You're meant to be gentle and good. Instead, you're wicked and cruel. Something's wrong.
That was Tom's first lead in the case.
What lead?
The fact that Cinderella was involved with Brash Brian in this fiendish plot to ruin Pantoland.
Ah, and he noticed how wicked she'd become, is that right?
Precisely, dear Bobulus. Now, you're beginning to understand the plot.
No?
Oh. Well, let me explain further. Brash Brian had been fooled by Cinderella's advances. He was convinced she was in love with him. The truth was, she hated everybody except herself. She put the idea of switching pantomime characters in his head. You don't think he'd thought of it himself, do you?
But Brian think up an idea like that, I should say.
No. Of course not. Yeah. Thick as two short Tom Thumbs are,
Brian.
Absolutely right. No. Cinderella wanted to ruin pantomimes forever, so that she would never have to be bullied by the ugly sisters again.
But she wasn't being bullied by the ugly sisters?
Of course she wasn't. Because she was at home at Pantoland, she could do what she liked. But once she had to return to pantomimes proper, then she was the subject of all the stick ones again.
Yeah, but what about the prince? I mean, didn't she like him? He seems to have so much to offer.
Well, the prince only added to the problems. Let me show you why.
Well, I don't know. What a come-down. Prince one minute, commoner the next. I would really love it to be pantomime time all year round. Then I wouldn't have to come here out of season and be classed as an ordinary pleb. Oh, it's so unfair. If only someone could help. If only someone would come to my rescue, just like the fairy with cinders. Where is a fairy when you need one? That's what I want to know. Someone who can work miracles. A genial genie would do. Oh, could it be? Is it possible? Can this be the moment I've been waiting for so long? Could this be my fairy? Oh, I'm so nervous.
Howdy, Prince. My name's Roy. Roy Rogers, and this here's my horse, Trigger. Say hello, Trigger.
Hello there, Prince. My name's Trigger. This here's my jockey, Roy. Roy Rogers.
My God, how long have you been talking? It's incredible. Who taught you?
My horse taught me.
Wait a minute. Aren't you American?
Yep.
Then you're not a fairy.
Oh, we have them.
But you're not one, are you, Roy? I mean, do you mind if I call you Roy? It's such a nice name. And the Rogers bit, Roy Rogers, Roy Rogers.
And Trigger, it'd be pretty useless without me. There aren't many buses in Cripple Creek, you know.
There's never one in London when you need one either. But tell me, Roy, if you're not a fairy answering my call, why are you here?
That's simple. We're looking for someone.
Oh, that's quite right. We're looking for someone who sent us a telegram. Said it was very urgent. Said we were to expect trouble.
But what brings you to Pantoland?
We told you, a telegram.
Yes, but from who?
From someone calling himself Brash Brian.
Brash Brian, that's right. The telegram was addressed to both of us, Roy.
The Panto Keeper, Brash Brian, is the keeper of Pantoland. He looks after us all. And in turn, he gets 20% of our deals from visiting producers. But why would he want you? And why is he expecting trouble?
Didn't say. Just offered us a fat lump sum in return for our help.
Yep. We don't ask questions. We just sort our trouble. Me and my pistols. Me trusty sharpshooters.
Then you're nothing more than a hired gun, tooting low-down bum. And your horse, a nagging nag, tooting a low-down bum.
Oh, I think you put that rather well, actually.
You told me to drop the actually.
But enough for the banter, Charming.
You forgot the prince bit, actually.
I thought we'd agreed to drop the actually bit.
Yeah, but not the prince as well.
So what do we call you?
Just plain old Prince Charming.
Hey, old fella, ain't you the guy that gets the girl?
Oh, yes, I knew I'd seen you somewhere before. You're the Prince Charming in the film. Cinderella, isn't it?
I made a few movies myself.
We both have, Roy. Don't forget your old friend and agent, Roy.
Yeah, we both made movies.
What sort of movies? Films, I should say.
Western type.
Down on the farm in Devon type films. How interesting. A man and his horse and his land and his cows.
You're not in the picture, Prince Charming.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect to be. It's not my sort of film. I'm more of the boy meets girl. Falls in love, weepy, wicked father, royal blood and all that.
Trigger meant you, Charming. We ain't in that type of movie. We're more the cowboy on his horse, pretty Texas girl with garter, off to the desert to fight red faces, wagon train, ambush, gold rush, red eye, high noon, low down, jailhouse, saloon, gunfight, cavalry, bugle, rattlesnake by, spit in your eye type of western.
No, not on a farm in Devon at all, really.
You bet your frilly knickers.
So what could two such daring persons want with Brash Brian?
We're going to be his hired guns during some auction.
Yep, we're used to dealing with exciting crowds. A few well-placed bullets will soon quieten them down. It surely does.
Just like the way you used to sing to me at night, Roy. What's that song? Play it again, Sam.
A four-legged friend, he'll never let you down.
Oh, doesn't he have a wonderful voice?
Well, we'll be leaving, you know. Prince, my boy, just point us in the right direction for this Brash Brian.
That's very simple, really, and let's see. Oh, I know who can help. Little Red Rubino. He helps everybody with directions, and to get him to fly in, all I have to do is to play this.
Oh, Hello. And a jolly good morning to everyone out there. Well, what a morning it's been up to now. We've had all sorts of problems, I can tell you. There have been tailbacks in Sherwood Forest, honey jams outside Pooh Bear's house. There's been an accident outside Never Never Gate involving an out-of-control broomstick and a golden carriage being pulled by six mice. Trouble, 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 I'll say. A flyover intersection for good fairies has been blocked by a fallen beanstalk, and a witness at the incident said it had jackknifed. Oh, dear. At the Treasure Island roundabout, considerable congestion has been caused through gangs of men digging up the road, and that's the 32nd time this week. Out at Parliament Hill, be on the lookout for the grand old Duke of York. Apparently he keeps marching his men up the hill, and once they get to the top, he marches them down again. Well, 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 he had 10,000 of them. Noddy has been taken to hospital after a collision at the zebra crossing. He hit a Humpty Dumpty, and Policeman Plod is busy trying to put him together again. Seven dwarfs have snarled up traffic on the M1 as they make their way merrily to work. And we still have that problem on the central reservation on that stretch of the M4. Two men have been camping there for some time and are causing great difficulty to motorists from constant smoke signalling, among other things. Drivers are not expected to stop or slow down, as one of the men does tend to throw coconuts. It's understood the men crashed there after severe rain one night 14 years ago and now cannot dodge the traffic to return to the other side. Poor things. And a news flash just in. Wait a minute. The chaos at London Bridge. Apparently it's falling down. Altogether falling down. London Bridge is falling down. Use Waterloo or Battersea.
Rubino, meet Roy and his horse Trigger. They want to get to Brash Brian's house. Can you help?
Oh, yes, indeed. That's very, very simple. There's a tiny house.
There's a tiny house.
By a little stream.
By a little stream.
Where little Brash Brian.
Where little Brash Brian.
Tends to sit and dream.
Tends to sit and dream.
And get there soon.
And to get there soon.
This is what you have to do.
This is what you have to do.
Then over the hill.
Then over the hill.
And down the dale.
And down the dale.
First through the wood.
Then through the wood.
And straight across the roundabout.
And straight across the roundabout.
And it's the first on the left off the post box.
And it's first on the left off the post box.
How very simple. We'll be off then. Say goodbye, Roy.
Bye, you all.
Well, must be off, Prince Charming. Sorry, unless there was something else.
Well, no, you've been very kind, Robin. Off you go.
Prince, old chap, you couldn't perhaps point me in the right direction for home, could you?
This is the time to buy a...
The plot thickens. I can see Brash Brian is taking it all very seriously. To include the help of Roy Rogers and Trigger's a very good ploy. Who'd dream of making trouble with those two about, eh?
Oh, how naive you are, little Bobulus.
What?
Roy and Trigger can't fool anybody in Panto Land. They're both has-beens.
Oh, come on.
Well, when was the last time you saw them on the telly?
Well.
Have you seen them recently on the back of a cereal packet?
Well.
No, of course you haven't. The tour with the past. They're gone with the wind.
Oh.
They frighten nobody.
Oh.
But there is someone in Panto Land whom everyone is scared stiff of. Someone who can wreak havoc wherever he goes.
Ooh.
A person who can turn your mind wild.
This sounds awful. Who could possibly cause so much panic in the hearts of so many?
I can hardly bear to mention his name.
Mm.
You see, he's so bad, so evil, so wicked, so naughty.
How naughty?
Well, sometimes he's so naughty that he I can hardly bring myself to say it.
Go on. He does what? What's so naughty, so evil, that you can't even talk about it? You never normally have trouble talking. Quite the opposite, really. You talk too much. Always jabbering on, normally about absolutely nothing. Always butting in. You're the last person I would have thought had trouble with saying something about someone.
Have you finished? Have you quite finished?
Yes, I think so, yes. I think I've made my point.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Then we can get back to the story.
Yes, I see no reason why we shouldn't. You were saying the chap was naughty.
Well, perhaps naughty isn't quite the right word. He's more evil.
Would I know him?
Oh, I don't think so.
Would anyone else?
Oh, I doubt it. You see, he's so bad, they won't let him out of Pantoland.
Hasn't he ever been out?
Well, he nearly got out, but Jack managed to cut the beanstalk first.
Oh, you mean the wicked giant?
There, you see what I mean? But even the mention of his name is enough to make the skies angry. Now, if Brash Brian could persuade the green giant to join him in his dastardly plan, then we'd all be doomed.
You mean no more pantos?
Exactly, Neddy. No one would dare to fool with the green giant.
No one, that is, except perhaps Brash Brian.
Yes, you're right. Brian did have an idea to include the green giant. With the giant standing by him in the auction, he could raise as much money as he wanted.
Yeah, but wasn't Brian a bit scared of the giant himself?
Oh, yes, very much. But his love for Cinderella was binding. He knew no fear. He was caught in her spell.
So Brash Brian went off in search of the one person who could get him all the money he needed. But where did the giant live?
Well, you see, it's all very simple. All you have to do is follow your nose as far as the first oak tree, then it's straight across the river.
Thank you. Yes, yes, we've suffered enough of your directions.
Yes, quite. We'd like the panto to end at 9. With you giving directions, we'll be here all night. Why aren't you where all little birds are at this time of year?
Where's that?
At the office party. Where else?
One of your better ones, Douglas.
Yes, I thought you were better, and I'm beginning to show a promise.
Yeah, it's about time.
Which is more than you can say for evil old Brash Brian. Boo! His plan by now was beginning to unfold.
If only I could persuade the giant that having money was a good idea. All he wants is golden eggs. Very strange indeed, that giant. I think there are a few screws loose. But I also know he's partial to little girls, particularly with his toast in the morning. Now, I wonder who that can be. With any luck, it will be Roy and Trigger. Then things will begin to move, at a gallop almost. Well, 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 just what I've been looking for. Hello, little girl. What's your name?
My name's Little Red Riding Hood, and I'm lost. I met a little red robin in the wood, and he gave me directions, and now I'm lost.
Oh, yes, I know exactly who you mean. Who are you looking for?
I was looking for Grandma's house. You see, my mother gave me some elderberry wine and a freshly baked cake to give her for Christmas, and now I'm lost, and the cake's cold, and a horrible horse and a man with a funny voice drank all the wine.
What did the horse look like?
He had a man sitting on him.
Yes, and did he have two silver guns?
Yes, he did. Do you know them?
Oh, yes, I do. They're meant to be coming to see me. Where are they now?
They headed off in the other direction, singing, not the first little turning, not the second little turning, not the third little turning. Can you tell me where I can find the house my granny lives in? I still want to see her.
This could be my big chance to get the giant to help me. If I send this innocent little girl to the giant's castle, he can eat her and will be indebted to me forever. Oh, yes, I can help you. Now, let me see. Oh, now, who can this be?
Hello, is your name Brash Brian, panto keeper and deliverer of little girls to horrible giants?
Yes, that's right, I can't deny it. It is certainly I. You see, I'm quite a nasty piece of work. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm from the RHWS.
The RHWS, what's that?
The Rights of a Hungry Wolf Society. We're a society that protects the interests of wolves in this area. And from what I've just heard, you could be in violation of Statute Number 74 concerning the food supply route of hungry wolves in this neck of the woods.
Never heard of you.
Well, you should have, sir, living in a wood and all that.
So, what have I done that's so wrong?
You're about to reroute one of the vital supplies of wolves in the area. One Little Red Riding Hood, if I'm not mistaken. Is that not so, sir?
Well, I was merely going to suggest she went a little further along the path, that's all.
Oh, really, sir? A little further along the path, indeed. And would that path lead to the giant's castle by any chance?
I'm not really sure. Oh, would it?
Of course it would if you're setting her up as a side dish.
Hey, do I have any say in this? After all, it is me that's going to be gobbled up, isn't it?
I'm afraid not. I've no right to speak on your behalf.
Oh, it's lucky I'm here then, isn't it?
Who are you then?
I'm from the PRRHAACS.
Oh, and what might that be?
That's the Preserve Red Riding Hood at All Costs Society, and I wonder if I might have your autograph, miss. Oh. I've collected all your stories since I was at school, and as you can see, we all wear little red hoods for riding in. I'm a great fan of yours. I just love it when you meet the wolf. You have some terrific lines.
Oh, do you really think so?
And what about the wolf? Well, some good lines too, you know.
Well, yes, but the best lines must belong to Miss Red Riding Hood. Oh, do give us a few.
Well, the ones I take great delight in are... Oh, Grandma, what big ears you have. And Grandma, what big eyes you have. And Grandma, what big teeth you have. And Grandma, what big...
Yes, I have to admit, those are very good lines, but you have to note that the wolf was a magnificent change of character from a wolf to a granny.
I really don't think he carries it off, you know. Only a soppy little girl would fall for that trick.
But at least he's trying something different. So many stories these days rely on space fantasy.
Oh, you're so right. It makes me so mad. Whatever happened to the good old fairy stories?
Excuse me, but I do have other good lines.
And how would you like the best line? Line of all.
And what might that be?
Why, the line every top actress dreams of. The line that tells it all. The line that will win you a Panto Oscar.
Oh, do tell me. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Well, the line of someone being killed off. What else? Ooh. Think of how dramatic it could be. All the oohs and ahs ringing out from the audience. The fear. The pathos. The fame. Look at Crossroads. Look what happened when everyone thought Meg had died. She became a heroine overnight. The people wanted to keep her alive. They wanted Meg. And you could share in that fame with your very own dying lines.
Yes, I can see it now. Oh, I'm dying. I'm dying.
And you too needn't worry, because it involves the wolf and the giant. They both get to eat her.
What a splendid idea.
Yes, we can see nothing wrong with that.
Right, well, let's tie her up and get on our way through the wood to the giant's house.
Should I start my lines now? They'd be so good, a sort of damsel in distress sort of thing.
I don't see why not. Go ahead.
Oh, you can't do this to me. I'm so young, so sweet, so gentle, so naive. Please don't harm me. Think of my family and my sick grandmama.
Gaga, she's sounding too good.
Do you really think so? That's awfully kind of you.
Don't mention it. Right, to the woods.
Unbeknown to Brash Bran, I was hiding in Red Riding Hood's hood all the time and heard everything. What am I to do? How can I save Red Riding Hood from the evil clutches of Brash Bran? Or what can I do? If he manages to get her to the giant, he'll eat her, and then he'll do anything for Bran. He'll even help him in the auction, and pantomime will be finished forever. But, wait a minute, what's this? An arrow? It must be Robin Hood and his merry men.
Ho, 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 ho.
And another arrow. Why, here they come now.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Yeah, we've got a lovely feeling. Something is coming our way. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. And the sun is as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like it reaches right up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Excuse me, excuse me.
What on earth was that? Who has the nerve to disturb our wonderful singing? I can't see anyone. Can you, men?
No, Robin, we can't.
I'm down here.
Where?
Down here.
Ooh, what was that?
The Panto bugle, sir. It follows me everywhere.
And what are you doing in the woods, little Tom? Don't you know how dangerous it is?
Yes, sir, I do. So far, I've been narrowly missed by four arrows. Five, sorry.
Yes, that was my men having shooting practice. It keeps them merry, don't it, men?
Oh, yes, we're always merry men, Robin. Ho, 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 ho.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Now, what are you doing in the woods?
Well, it's all a bit complicated, Robin, and it concerns a friend and relative of yours, I'm afraid.
What are you afraid of?
No, I'm not afraid. You see, I'm afraid of the reason I'm here will upset you.
Upset me and my merry men? Nothing will make my men upset, will it?
Oh, no, Robin. We're always merry. Ho, 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 ho.
But Brash Brian has run off with Little Red Riding Hood, and he's going to feed her to the giant.
Oh, that is bad, isn't it, men?
Oh, yes. Very sad. Ho, 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 ho.
See, nothing can make my men sad. Good old merry men.
Good old Robin.
But this is serious, you fools. Red Riding Hood is going to be eaten.
She's always being eaten. What's new?
You don't understand. If the giant eats her, Brash Brian will get him to help in the auction, and that will mean the end for all of us. You won't be able to spend any more time with the merry men.
You mean the merry men and I will have to split up? Why, that's awful, isn't it, men?
Oh, that would be terrible, Robin. Ho, 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 ho.
They are a pain in the neck, Robin. Are they always this merry?
I'm afraid so. It begins to get you down after a while, does it not, men?
Awful, isn't it, Robin? Ho, 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 ho.
Can't you save her?
Of course we can, and we will. Where are they?
They're on their way to the giant's house. I'm not sure exactly where they are. Couldn't we ask Red Rubino?
Red Rubino? Oh, no. Anything but that. Please, Robin, don't bring him back. Anything but that, please.
No.
You've got to mention the only person who can make my men unhappy.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Do forgive me. I mean, I had no idea.
It's quite all right. It'd be quite nice without the merriment for a while.
Oh, we never stay sad that long, Robin. And little Tom. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, I know what we can do. We'll send a message, arrows across the woods. Right, men, fire arrows. Well, we'll just wait a minute. And it says, who keeps sending arrows through my blasted window sign? Cinderella!
Cinderella? She must know nothing of this. She's in with Brash.
Oh, that's awful. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, shut up.
Now then, that's no way to talk to us. Ho, ho, ho.
Wait a minute. Here comes another arrow.
Oh, Robin's been hit. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, I can't help you, Tom. I'll have to go to Maid Marian for patching up. Come on, men.
Maid Marian for patching up? Ho, 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 ho.
So much for Robin Hood and his merry men. Oh, hell, nothing but arrows everywhere. What does this one say? Brash Brian and the girl seen. They're by the stream. But what good am I without any help? Who can help?
Ah, little Tom Thumb, I'm just the person to help.
But you're a witch. You're evil. You never help anyone.
Would you say this was your normal run-of-the-mill pantomime story?
No, I suppose not really.
And who ever heard of Tom Thumb working for the Panto Bugle?
Well, no one, I suppose.
And who ever heard of a character called Brash Brian?
No one.
Exactly. Then it could just be that the witch in this story is really quite nice.
Suppose it could be possible.
No, it couldn't. I'm quite nasty, and the only reason I'd help is if you'd do something for me.
What is it? Anything, anything. I'd do anything.
Anything? Are you sure?
Oh, yes, yes. Just tell me what you want me to do.
Marry me.
What?
You heard me. I want you to marry me. You don't know what it's like to be a witch. Everybody hates you. And I'm very ugly. I never have a boyfriend.
Oh, yes, you are ugly. Goodness, you're so ugly. You can't possibly want me to marry you. I'm small. I wouldn't be of any use to you.
It's the thought that counts. Marry me. Go on. Agree.
I can't.
Well, then. I'll go, and Little Red Riding Hood will die. The giant will help Brash. We'll get Cinderella, and Pantoland will be finished. Goodbye.
No, wait. I'll marry you.
You will? Oh, great. A man at last. Even if you are a little on the small
side. Look, a little less of these insults, please.
Yes, darling. Oh, it's marvelous. My very own man. Give us a cuddle.
I said I'd marry you, but I don't have to give you all the trimmings. Now, you said you'd help me. First of all, where is Brash Brian and the girl?
Oh, you're so nice when you're angry. We're going to make such a happy couple.
Look, if you're going to carry on like this, you can forget about the whole thing.
Oh, very well. There, just by the drawbridge of the giant's castle.
Then there's no time to lose. Get us there, quick.
Oh, and you're so dominant. Here, let's lift you up.
Careful, that's a bit low. Where are you putting me?
I'm going to put you somewhere warm and snug.
Help! 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 There's something green and slimy in here.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten about him. Hoppet Frog. He used to be a prince, you know. He wouldn't marry me either, so I turned him into a frog.
Aren't you going to turn him back into a prince?
Oh, no. He'll make some toad very happy.
Oh, please, turn him back into a prince.
Well, since you ask so nicely.
And about time, too, you old ratbag. How dare you treat me like that? I'm a prince, you know. Ah, little Tom, how kind of you to help.
Oh, don't mention it, Prince Charming. I suppose you feel indebted to me now.
Just a little, yes.
Well, we're off in search of Brash Bran. He's got Red Riding Hood, and he's going to feed her the giant. You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, the giant gets a decent meal for once.
No, it means he'll get the giant to help him in the annual auction.
I'm afraid he's also got the help of Roy Rogers and Trigger.
Oh, no. We're hopelessly outnumbered. So Brash will get Cinderella after all.
What do you mean, Cinderella? What has she got to do with this?
Well, she's involved with Brash. He's doing it all to get Cinderella.
But she can't. She's always faithful to me.
Then I have to think of some ways of stopping him.
I can help you, silly boy. I have magical powers. I can do anything. And with the three of us, we'll win through. But first, we must catch them up. Here, jump onto my broomstick and we'll soon catch them up.
What's the matter?
I think it needs servicing. I'm afraid we'll have to walk, and that means passing through some very dangerous areas.
Hang on, dangerous areas? What do you mean?
We'll have to pass the pits where all the evil people live.
What evil people?
Oh, you'll soon find out.
Look at that. It looks so evil. What on earth is it?
That's the pit I was telling you about. It's where all the sound people live. They're only let out at certain times.
What do they do?
Oh, they're hideous. They work behind big desks with lots of weird knobs and make frightful noises that scare everyone in the woods. Be careful not to wake them up. If we do, we're doomed. Be very, very, very quiet. Not a sound. Do you hear me?
Yes, 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 yes. We hear you.
Oh, no. Now we've woken them up and they'll be all hell to pay.
Any second now you can expect some of their horrible noises cover your ears. It's the only chance we have.
Hello, my name's Peter Allen. I'm on LBC every Sunday at 10. My next...
Oh, no! It's awful!
Saturday is sport. London football, the sports personalities...
It's unbearable!
Oh, that's nothing. There's worse to come.
Hello, culture freaks. If you thought the recession was going to ruin this Christmas, I got a surprise.
How horrible. What a way to go. Why do they do this to people?
I told you they were evil.
I can't take much more.
Hello, this is Dickie Arbiter, and this is
I think
is
they're
Christmas
going back
week.
To sleep, thank Many goodness. They are normally only awake for a minute or so each hour.
Oh, those were the worst noises I've ever heard in my life.
It's all right. I know what to do. I'll work some magic and imprison them in the far-off land called London in this small box. And then we'll be rid of them forever.
Ah, well done, witch. But what about those poor people in London?
Oh, I'm told they're used to horrific noises.
I know what we can do with Brash Bran when we catch up with him.
What's that?
We can banish him to London.
Don't you think they've suffered enough?
Oh, they don't seem to mind.
They've grown used to it and don't take any notice anymore. They must be the bravest people in the world.
Is it far to the giant's castle?
No, just over the hill.
There it is.
How are we going to get in?
That's easy. I'll slip in through the keyhole and open the door for you.
Right, well, then off you go. Oh, what a lovely place. Just look at all those cobwebs and bats. Just my sort of place.
I can hardly wait to see what your place looks like. Sounds as if it's going to be horrific.
Oh, it is, Tom, it is. Don't worry.
Well, where are they then?
Oh, no. Oh, please. Oh, how does that sound?
Really good. Now then, Giant, what do you think of her?
She's a bit skinny, if you ask me. I like my women with a bit of meat on them.
Gee.
Well, maybe we can fatten her up for you. Yes, that's the answer. We'll fatten her up. Let's take her to the kitchen.
And gag her. She's got such a big mouth. What a big mouth you've got.
Do you mind? That's one of my lines.
In that room there. Quick, hide.
The four women to rescue her.
Yes, when they come out, we'll jump on top of them and save Red Riding Hood.
Right, stand by.
What's going on out there? What's this? Who are you?
I'm the Wicked Witch, Fatso. What's it to you?
Oh, nothing, I guess. It's nice to have visitors, actually. And who are these two feeble characters with you?
That's Tom Thumb, my husband-to-be, and that's the prince.
Husband-to-be? Isn't he rather small for you?
That's what I keep telling her.
There you are, giant. I've brought you another little girl to eat.
Oh, yes. Eat me. Eat me. Oh, what a lovely thought.
Now, this sounds like my kind of women. What do you call yourself?
Well, I'm a witch and I haven't got a name, really.
Oh, what a shame. I know exactly how you feel. Everybody always calls me Giant or Fatso or Fathead or Dumpty or Meatloaf. It's awful. Why can't I have a name like everybody else?
Ah, you poor little gentle giant. How sad. But what's this about you wanting to eat little girls? That's a bit off, isn't it?
It is, it is. But isn't that what all giants are meant to do?
Oh, no, you could become a vegetarian and stick to trees or bushes.
You sound like the kind of women I'd love to have around my little castle.
What a marvellous idea. I could dirty it up for you and bring my pet spiders over.
Wait a minute, does this mean I'm free?
Unless you like to cause bother, Pipsqueak.
That's not very nice. All I ever get in this pantomime is insulted.
Oh, how lovely. Men arguing over me.
Well, good luck. What a scoop for the Bugle.
Oh, Tom, I expect you're heartbroken. Please take this as a memento of my love. It's the closest thing to my heart. A clump of hair.
That's very kind of you. I need a new bed.
Enough of this nonsense. Does this mean, Chubby, you don't want Red Riding Hood?
No, I'm turning over a new leaf. Then I'm going to eat it.
Then we've saved Red Riding Hood. Hooray!
You may have won this battle, but one battle doesn't win a war, matey.
You mean I don't get to say my lines? Oh, this is terrible. All this way for nothing. Oh, well, I suppose it's back to the wolf, then. At least he's reliable. He gets his teeth into the pot.
Well, I'll just make myself uncomfortable, if I may, my little giant.
Oh, please do, my dear.
Oh, this is sickening.
How kind of you to say so, Brash.
I'm off. And remember, I've still got Roy Rogers and Trigger.
Oh, hello, Brash, my darling. I'm sorry to have to tell you, but Roy entered Trigger in the 3 o'clock at Catterick and he's still running and Roy's trying to catch him. And what's even worse, Robin Hood and his merry band of men will be here soon and I'm running off with Red Rubino. He tells me he's a great traveller and he knows the back way out of this pantomime.
Oh no, this is the end. There's nothing left for me.
Then I shall banish you to Radioland forever, never to appear in Pantoland again.
This is Brian Hay. Be here 10 till midday tomorrow morning, LBC News Radio.
That was the LBC Christmas pantomime. Now of the traffic news, Jeff Key at the AA.
Just one point to clear up regarding parking. You can park for free at parking meters, but no, you cannot park on yellow lines. Please obey this because the police are inundated with calls, so no parking on yellow lines. Jeff Key of the AA.
Life is hard.
Life is hard is the new single by Rainfall and Coventry.
Life is hard.
Only 125 at Snip Records.
Life is hard.
This is what people are saying about the band.
Could you turn them down, please?
Pardon?
Life is...
Could you mind this one, please?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Thanks very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, mm-hmm. Thank you. Great. Look, buy a record, by all means, but save some money as well.
What?
Look, it only takes £1, all right? For under-17s to open a Barclays Super Savers account.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Rainfall have gone platinum in Japan.
And Balsa in Belgium. Now, who cares?
Fine, crazy.
Fine, fine. But look, a Barclays Super Savers account pays interest without deducting tax, all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And you get free membership of the Super Savers Club.
A disco? No, great, no. I want to join.
It's not a disco, it's a club with its own magazine full of money-making ideas for the future, all right?
The future?
Yeah. It's something your band hasn't got.
Don't blow it, grow it. In a Barclays Super Savers account.
Just a final word on LBC's Christmas pantomime. I think I can say that the producer, Tim O'Mara, has now left the country, never to return again. Just after 1 o'clock, we have LBC Sports Review of the Year. 261 Medium Wave, 97.3 VHF, the news, the information, the people. 24 hours a day, you're listening to LBC News Radio for London. It's 1 o'clock. This is Peter Dealey. Police in Spain are investigating what could be the country's biggest ever bank robbery.